Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We are pre-recorded this week. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, but thanks for dropping in. My name is Jeff, your host. You can always check us out at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can email me at jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. On the Twitter, I'm at Jeff Robson. You can find us on Facebook. I've been talking a bit about the Mariposa Folk Festival, which happened a couple of weeks ago. Really great time. And before the break, we were talking a bit about a John Prine workshop that happened. Well, there was one other tribute workshop that happened, and it was a tribute to Aurelia's favorite son, their most famous son. Gordon Lightfoot is from Aurelia, Ontario. Now, the Mariposa Folk Festival happens in Aurelia these days, and, it just so happens that that they love to honor Gord, and on Sunday they did a couple of things to honor Gord. Number one, there was a Lightfoot covers workshop, which was kind of interesting. But they also, for the past couple of years, have been unveiling these sculptures devoted to Gordon Lightfoot in the park where the Mariposa Folk Festival is held. There's a huge one of Gord in younger days sitting around with an acoustic guitar and all this these amazing leaves kind of around his head. That's the grand big one that kind of is the centerpiece for these things. And then around the park for the past couple of years, they've been placing these leaves, which commemorate specific songs. Now, the big one commemorates all kinds of songs. There's like a little legend that points out, you know, which pictures depict which songs and stuff. So it's kind of neat to try and figure out which one is which. But last year, I guess they unveiled a leaf dedicated to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and a beautiful sculpture kind of honoring that. This year, they unveiled a sculpture of Black Day in July, which is a song that Gord wrote kind of in reaction to some race riots that were happening in Detroit in 1967. And it's not Gord's favorite song. He actually showed up at the unveiling and kind of spoke about it. And I don't think he really likes the song. He kind of wishes he'd never had to write it. And it's just not one of his favorites. But he did talk about a great version of the song, which we'll play. Gord actually did a surprise set at the Mariposa Folk Festival on Saturday, right at the beginning of the main stage. He came out and did a few songs. I didn't know about that, so I missed it, which made me feel like kind of an idiot. Although watching some of the footage online later on, maybe it's not so terrible that I missed it. Gord is not looking his best these days. He's pretty frail and pretty old. And he did a little speech at the unveiling of the art thing. And he just kind of rambled like your senile old grandfather would do. And it was kind of entertaining. But, probably not at his best these days, old Gord. Although he did get up and join the Good Family at the end of their set on Saturday night. As they played a Gord classic, which we'll hear in just a little bit. We'll hear they did, and he helped out on Alberta Bound. We'll hear Gord do that one in his younger days. But first, here's Gord's favorite cover of this particular song for sure. He just loves what this singer in particular has done with the song. And interestingly enough, another guy named Gord. Here's Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip singing Black Day in July. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted. And the children locked inside. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. And the soul of Motor City is buried across the land. As the book of law and order is taken in the hands of the sons of the fathers who were carried. July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside, and the people rise in anger, and the streets begin to fell, and there's gunfire on the rooftops, and the blood begins to spill. Black day in July. In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging, and they wonder how it happened, and they really know the reason. It wasn't just the temperature, and it wasn't just the season. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City is burning and the flames are running wild. Of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. Looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There's no time to hesitate. Speeches made, the dues can wait. Black day in July. Black day in July. The streets of Motor City are now quiet and serene. Black day in July.
Oh, the prairie lights are burning bright, Chinook wind is a-moving in. Tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound. Though I've done the best I could, my old luck ain't been so good, and tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound. No one I met could ever forget the Rocky Mountain sunset. It's a pleasure just to be Alberta bound. I long to see my next of kin, to know what kind of shape they're in, and tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Oh, the skyline of Toronto is something you'll get onto, but they say you got to live there for a while. And if you got the money, you can get yourself a honey, written guarantee to make you smile. But it's snowing in the city, and the streets are brown and gritty, and I know there's pretty girls all over town, but they never seem to find me, and the one I left behind me is the reason that I'll be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. Alberta bound, Alberta bound, it's good to be Alberta bound. It's good to be Alberta bound.
There's Gordon Lightfoot with the classic Alberta Bound. Got to hear him help out the Good Brothers. I think they more helped him out. Well, the Good Family, I guess, at the Mariposa Folk Festival last weekend. Before that, a fine cover of Sundown by our pal Leroy Stagger. And we kicked that little tribute set off with a Tragically Hip from the beautiful tribute record with their version of Black Day in July, one that Lightfoot quite likes a lot. Actually, let's just go into one other group that I quite liked a lot. A guy I've seen before at our folk festival. Well, your folk festival. His name's James Haley. He's a ukulele wizard. And Aaron loves the guy. She liked this set. And he was playing out there at the Mariposa Folk Festival. But he wasn't playing alone. He was playing basically as a duo with his lovely wife and Janelle, who plays cello and sings quite lovely. She has some fine work of her own, and maybe we'll hear some of that because they were so great together. And they had a cute little baby that they were toting around, and just could not be more pleasant, charming people, I don't think. And so I was quite smitten with them. They were quite lovely. And here's one that they did a bunch. I think I got to hear this a couple of times. Very, very different version live than you'll hear right here. This is from James's latest record called The Old Silo. It's produced by Joel Plaskett, who rocked things up, I guess. But a great song, and you can imagine this being done acoustically while James is gazing into the eyes of his loving wife. It's a beautiful thing. Here's Promenade from James Hill. Tell the band to go home.
upon me. I stand here a guilty man. Show me some mercy. If I had a dollar, would you treat me badly? If I had 100 more, would you love me madly? Come on, promenade element, diamond on your left hand. If you only knew me, love, when I was a young man.
When I was a young man.
Black is the Color. That's by Ann Janelle from her album So Long with the Fair. It also features James Hill. And the song before that was credited to them both, Ann Janelle and James Hill. We heard Ah, Poor Bird. And we kicked it off with something from James Hill solo from his album The Old Silo. We heard Promenade. And it's weird. They both have their own solo records, but they each play all over the other one's records and stuff. And it was billed as James Hill, but it was definitely a duo. They did as much of her stuff, and she was as much a part of it as he was. So pretty neat thing. They live in the Maritimes now in Nova Scotia. So I don't know, Aaron, how often you'll see him around. But, you know, you never know. Could happen. There you go. James Hill. I want to get into another singer-songwriter now who I kind of got into by accident, I guess. He was there as part of a trio called Brother Son. I reading the bio, didn't really interest me all that much, so I didn't really check them out too much. But it turns out this guy is a big is a good friend of John Brooks, who we had on the show last week. And once I heard that, I had to start paying attention a little bit, because I love John Brooks so much. If John Brooks likes you, well, I guess I might as well. So I checked him out a little bit at the festival, and then went to Toronto the day after the festival to see John Brooks at the Cameron House for his Sad Mondays residency. And this guy was along, and got to hear some more songs, and I just thought he was absolutely great. And so now I want to hear more. He's been to Winnipeg a few times. Hasn't been for a while, but hopefully we'll make it back again soon. His name is Joe Jenks, and he was part of a trio called Brother Son. We'll hear a couple of songs from Brother Son, including a cover of another guy who was a big hit out at the festival, who we'll hear from after that. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Well, I'm sad, so sad, and I'm tired, so tired. Well, I'm hungry, so hungry, there's a hole in my soul, and it swallows me up and pulls me into the darkness. There's a hole in the center of me. There's a hole in the center of me. I've never been one to sing about my troubles. I figure most of the world has enough of their own. But now and then I think that when we sing about our truth, maybe we light up a pathway for somebody else. So I'm sad, so sad, and I'm tired, so tired. Well, I'm hungry, so hungry. There's a hole in my soul, and it swallows me up and pulls me into the darkness. There's a hole in the center of me. There's a hole in the center of me. Sometimes I wonder, when the whole world is quiet, when there's nothing to hear but the sound of my breath, why there's so many people with so many hurts, and none of us really knows quite how to love. And I'm sad, so sad, and I'm tired, so tired. Well, I'm hungry, so hungry. There's a hole in my soul, and it swallows me up, pulls me into the darkness. There's a hole in the center of me. There's a hole in the center of me. Thank you. of a time when I'm happy, when I don't feel the sting of each pain in my bones. But then I reflect that the day I stop feeling is the day that they lay me flat down in the earth. So I'm sad, so sad, and I'm tired, so tired. Well, I'm hungry, so hungry. There's a hole in my soul, and it swallows me up, pulls me into the darkness. There's a hole in the center of me. There's a hole in the center of me. Well, I'm sad, so sad, and I'm tired, so tired. Well, I'm hungry, so hungry. There's a hole in my soul, and it swallows me up, pulls me into the darkness. There's a hole in the center of me. There's a hole in the center of me. There's a hole in the center of me. Some hands have held the world together. Some hands have fought in wars forever. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? Some hands have blessed 1 million people. Some hands help free the world from evil. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? The world could use a hero of the humankind. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? Some hands can stop a life from dying. Some hands comfort a baby crying. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? The world could use a hero of the humankind. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? I wanna sing it from my heart. I wanna hear it in the wind till it blows around the world and comes back again. And all that we can ask is for ours to be free, to use them when we want, for whatever the need. Some hands They give voice to a nation. Some hands wrote all the times they are changing. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? What shall I do with these hands of mine? The world could use a hero of the humankind. So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? So tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine? Tell me, what shall I do with these hands of mine?
I've worked this job since I was 15 on the Soul Steel liner, running on steam, cutting through the woods to the mill stations and towns, through the wind and rain beating down. I got my share of problems that I won't share. That's just the way that it goes round here. There's food on our plates and clothes on our backs. That's more than I can say for some folks along these tracks.
Ooh.
Shoveling, shoveling coal from this train.
Ooh.
Shoveling, shoveling coal from this train. Before the sun rises, I'm back in my boots. I'm killing time with some old railway tune. It's been a long winter, it's been cold as hell. We'll stop for lunch when the clock strikes 12. When the work gets tough, the money stays the same. Yet we hold on to things that haven't changed. And for all the ones without a chance to give back, we do this job even though they never ask.
Ooh.
Shoveling, shoveling coal from this train.
Ooh.
Shoveling, shoveling coal from this train. Sometimes I get mean when I'm drinking, not a man you wanna cross. I won't see a child go hungry or face a winter frost. As we pass by these troubled shacks, we try to ease their pain. We dig the shovels way down deep, no need to explain.
Ooh.
Shoveling, shoveling coal from this train.
Ooh.
Shoveling, shoveling coal from this train. Tired now for a year. Still hear that engine ringing in my ears. The train still smokes, that whistle blows. I watch my TV, sit here by the stove. When I'm on my way to the liquor store, I run into folks taking money for the poor. I reach in my pocket and dig for change and hand it out, no need to explain.
Shoveling,
shoveling coal from this train.
Shoveling,
shoveling coal from this train.
Shoveling,
shoveling.
shoveling coal from this train.
Lovely one from the latest record from Catherine McClellan, The Raven's Son. Catherine was out at the Mariposa Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago, but she was in solo mode, didn't see partner Chris. Turns out he's back home building a studio for them, which will make life much better when they go to make their own records. But she was solo, and well, you know, she's great solo, but I kind of missed him a bit. The good news is that she roped in David Baxter, who produced one of her records, to come and play with her on the main stage. And David Baxter is he's a wizard. He kind of looks like Gandalf, and he plays like a wizard. He's just unbelievable. So that was kind of cool. We heard Gone Too Soon there from The Raven's Son. Before that, Dave Gunning, Coal from the Train from his No More Pennies record. Dave Gunning is just the most charming and happy and wonderful guy you could ever run across. Everybody loves Dave Gunning. And for good reason. Great songwriter, great storyteller, and just a ton of fun. I wish he'd come out here. So good. Dave Gunning's song before that is rendered by Brother Sun. We heard These Hands from their album Some Part of the Truth. Also from that album, a song called Sad. That one featured Joe Jenks, who I quite like. We are running out of time really quickly, which is making me really sad. A couple more things I got to talk about. Number one, it was nice to see some Winnipeg content out at the Mariposa Folk Festival. Our old pal Slow Leaves was out there playing. Everybody loved him, and he did great. He was in a humor workshop at one point with Vance Gilbert and the Fortunate Ones. And it seemed like maybe a bit of an odd spot for Grant, but he did real well. And he pulled out this number right here, which I thought was fantastic. It's a song by Dan Reeder. Check this out. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
First guy I knew who died, can't remember his name. The 10th grade started, he just never came again. All his friends sat around and cried for a day or two. You can say what you want about a mortal soul. When that guy died, it left a hole. It was my first clue that when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prong. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. Me and Stevie Gibson used to walk home from school. He used to have this with the turnaround rule. If you turn around the one way, you gotta turn around the other way or it's bad luck. Went out rafting on the river. The river went around and the raft went around, and his luck got all wound up and he drowned and he was gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prong. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. 2 weeks after Dieter died, you could call him on the phone. He would tell you that he's not home, and it gave you an eerie feeling, even though you knew it was just an answering machine. 'Cause somewhere deep inside you know that they don't come back when they go, and he had gone, and when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a bug in the lawn. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. My mother died in intensive care. We were sitting around singing on folding chairs when I got the feeling somebody wasn't there. Well, I counted noses, but it came out right. The doctors say she died that night, but I felt that hole and I knew that she was gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prong. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. I looked up death in the dictionary one day just to see what the dictionary had to say. It's the complete and irreversible cessation of life functions, which is not very poetic, but it's precise and clean. And if you analyze it, what that means is when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prong. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone.
Tell me about this road again and where it all might lead, where no one has to ride alone, and those that fall behind will be waited for. Describe to me the welcome scene and how we'll be received, with children running, music strumming, smiles on every face from ear to ear. And if we're wrong, if we're right, then it's all right, and we're all right. Tell me about the streams that drift with crystals on each shore, where your instant lullabies the birds will try to both echo and ignore. And if
Oh, are those not gorgeous songs or what? I just had to throw those in there. Artist named Anne Brunn, who I got to see at the Edmonton Folk Festival a few years ago. I think she's from Norway or something. I heard her version of Julie Miller's All My Tears on Hell on Wheels a couple of weeks ago. Just blew me away. Had to look up this record. It's so cool. It's called Rarities, and it's got a bunch of cool covers, including that one right there, Orphan Girl by Gillian Welch. And we heard All My Tears before that. The Julie Miller classic. We heard Slow Leaves in there, Dreamer. Grant told me that he's got a new record pretty much ready to go, just trying to finish it up and then figure out what to do with it. And he's promised to come on the show once he's got it all ready to go. And we also heard in there Maybe by Dan Reeder. Thanks to Grant for introducing me to that. And thank you for listening to this special about the Mariposa Folk Festival. I suppose next weekend we'll probably have a special about the Calgary Folk Festival, where I am this weekend. And we should be live. Tune in. Join us again on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, still about the radio. Check us out at telebandagohome.com. Stay tuned for West End Dumplings, Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe, Jaded and Elated. Such good stuff. Thanks, everybody.